everyone, and welcome to the Abundant Power Hour. And we do have a guest that is coming on here today. I just have to get her on here. That would be fabulous. Yeah. So with all these phone numbers and everything going around, I think things can get mixed up in the mix. But hey, Anita, welcome.
Hi.
Yeah. Let me see. 9, 1, 2, 4. All right. I mean, I can hear the cards going.
Yeah, and, but I'm not going to interrupt her when she's doing hers. So, but you know, I got to have my cards.
Yeah, I know that. She's apparently calling my phone, so hopefully we can.
Okay.
Let me see if I can do this. Sorry, everybody. Oh. And that's for everybody else, too. If you want to get on here and get a reading, dial 718-664-9124. And then we will get you on the air and do a reading with Roslyn and or Anita, either one. But I'd love for her to come on and kind of tell her story. And there she is. Let's see. Oh, no, that's Amy. Hey, I recognize that number. So, all right, here we go. All right. So, Anita, I'm gonna bring our guest on. There she is.
Okay.
Hi, Rosalyn. And I want you to introduce her. Hi. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
Anita?
Yes, I'm going to introduce beautiful Rosalyn McFadden Green, very talented with angel healing, channeled art, oracle reading, paint parties, etc., etc., etc. In fact, Rosalyn teaches oracle card classes, and I am currently in one of her classes and loving it. Her card readings are absolutely beautiful and fun, and she's also an artist, and she loves color, and she's just a beautiful soul. So, Rosalyn, I'll let you have it from here.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Can you guys hear me okay?
We certainly can.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anita. Oh, my goodness. I'm totally blushing. I am so
and
happy
be
to
sure,
be here,
Rosalyn,
you guys.
At some point to give how people can contact you, too.
I will. Thank you, my beautiful sister, Anita. And Anita is also a mentor of mine with this abundance and manifestation. You know, I go around and catch myself rephrasing all the time, and she lives inside of my head at, you know, different points, and my daughter as well, so we just love ourselves some on Anita. So it's a pleasure to be here with you guys. I'm so excited. I was running around running people out of my house because Anita calls my home Grand Central Station.
Yep.
We come from a loud family, so Anita, make sure you tell me if I'm talking too loud or laughing too loud or whatever.
Okay.
So keep me in check, you guys. You guys, and I love the angels, and I hope you guys are ready to laugh and have some joy, because I always come with the joy.
Yep, that's what we're about.
Yes.
Raising the vibration.
Yes. Let's raise the vibration tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because that's when we get the best messages, when we bring the joy with us. And sometimes, you know, people are calling in and they're not feeling so joyful. And we are not here to downplay anyone's, you know, if anyone's feeling low. But we are here to lift you up each and every time, right? And that's what we're about. That's what we want to do. And now in the time of this pandemic, we feel that our service to the world and to you, the listeners, is needed even more. So I'm glad to be here at this time. It's very special to me. I'm just, I have angel bumps all over. So I'm hoping we have some callers in the queue tonight, because I don't think, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What were you saying?
I was getting ready to say there's no more introduction needed for me. I'm ready.
All
I got
right.
some angel cards and yeah.
I just wanted to say, yeah, so you do angel healing, channeled art for angel reading, and you are, I'm going to give your website. It's Sacred Heart SC, like South Carolina, but sc.wixsite.com. I think if you go there, you'll get Rosalind's information. We do have callers on the line, and they are not raising their hand. So if you would like a reading with Rosalind, push 1 on your phone. That lights it up and says, hi, I want to get on the air with you. I know some people are shy. They like to listen in. And if that's the case, Rosalind, I kind of saved my conversation with you because I wanted it to be, I wanted this to be, the, you know, the learning process for me too. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Anna,
so while we're,
Anna you, you want a reading?
Yes, I do. So, like, I want a reading. So sometimes when if I've known folks that were on the line, and if I've known folks who've come onto the show and they know me, it's kind of like, eh. And then because we're all here's the deal. We're all going through a major transformation right now, folks. And this, in this time of what some people will call uncertainty, we're here to uplift and hold the vibration, really connect with folks. Help and ask for the help. And this is part of what we're doing, is sharing our energy and people that we can get on here who can share their energy. And hey, you will peel back the onion, if you will. Let that stuff go.
Yeah.
Allow us to help you reveal that next step, even. So,
I can share a little bit about what I do, where I'm going, some projects that I have lined up, because, you know, we're all still learning. I mean, I am an instructor, but I've even decided to add some additional things to my toolbox. I've decided to even add aura readings, and I actually have an instructor myself right now, which I'm learning about, you know, what's someone's soul color. And how can I help people who are may have some blockages in their chakra, in their energy? Because, you know, everything happens in our energy field before it manifests physically. So I'm learning about that right now. And with my art, I was kind of led by spirit to start painting. And I can do readings through my artwork.
Nice.
So that's one of the things that I do. And then I do readings. I do email readings, which are very affordable. I'm making them, you know, that's something that's very accessible right now. And, you know, with the social distancing, that's, you know, my email readings are very detailed. They're very detailed, easily accessible. I don't have to, you know, people don't have to come into my office even. To get those types of readings. I have a Facebook page, and I do a lot of free live readings as well.
Nice.
And like we're all trying to share and be of service to the public, you know, and help alleviate some of the fear and to help people not feel so, you know, alone while we're cooped up. You know, a lot of our northern neighbors, because I live in the south, a lot of our northern neighbors are, you know, basically kind of on lockdown right now, where they can't really go out and do much. So, you know, if you want to, maybe we could do a meditation or something while we're waiting.
We have some hands.
You know,
we have some hands. Well, we have hands raised now. You just have to kind of say, because a lot of times people will call on the show and they don't know that they because I'm not going to put anybody on here that doesn't, you know, want to be on the air. There's some people that are just shy like that.
Sure.
So,
absolutely.
So, yeah, so some hands flew up when I said that earlier. So here we go. I'm going to take the first person. This is area code 903. Hi, you're on the air with Rosalind.
Hi, Cousin Rosalind. This is your cousin, Jamal O'Neill in Richmond, Virginia.
One of my half southern, half northern. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for calling
good.
Into the show. Hi,
absolutely.
Darling.
Absolutely. I didn't need a reading because I'm very familiar with Rosalind. She's one of my dearest cousins. Always has had a spirit just full of sunshine. I just wanted to call in support, just tell her how much I love her and how much I thank her during this time of
Aww.
Uncertainty that a lot of people are facing, of what she's doing, just spreading happiness and good cheer and positivity to so many people who really need it, myself included. I just wanted to call in and tell you how much I love you. And thank you for what you're doing for so many other people, because what you all don't realize is what a treat Rosalind is to all of us and our family, myself included. So anyway,
Aww.
Just wanted to just let you
I
know that.
I love you, cousin. Thank
love
you.
Love you, too. And I will be hopefully hearing from you soon, okay?
All right. I love you. Thank you so much for calling.
Absolutely.
All right. Take care, love. Be safe.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Loving the support. all right, so we'll go ahead and take the next caller then. We know who this is. Area code 678.
Oh. that would be me.
Hey, Amy.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hey, Miss Rosalind. Hey, Miss Anita.
Hi.
Hey, Miss Anna.
Hey. Hey, y'all. How's it going today?
It's going.
You want a reading? That would be superior. I would love to interact with a reading with Miss Rosalind. It would be awesome. Okay. Rosalind, this is Amy. I don't know if you heard her name.
Hi, Amy.
Thank you for calling in, Miss Rosalind.
Hi. I did want to say something before I do Amy's reading. I did pull a card for the collective. Before we do the first reading, that card is, and this is for everyone, and how appropriate it is for the show, Crystal Clear Intentions. And this is Archangel Michael who is with us tonight. Be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith. And I'm sure anyone who's been listening to the show, I'm sure you've heard each of these ladies speak upon that, because our words and our thoughts manifest, good, bad, or indifferent. So Crystal Clear Intention is the card for the collective. One second, I forgot to close my window. I'm in the South and it's very warm today.
Understand.
And I like the fresh air. Okay, Miss Amy. Do you have
a beautiful
card for me, darling?
I just wanted to say I appreciate your awesome cousin. He has such a bright spirit, too. Calling in to support you, I think that is wonderful.
Yeah, that really warmed my heart. He's an awesome individual.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Indeed. No, ma'am, I do not have a question.
Okay.
Just a general.
So we're just going to see what the universe has for Miss Amy, okay? So what I'm going to do,
yes.
I'm going to do these are kind of fast. I'm going to do a strength heart challenge, okay?
All right.
See what the universe has for you. I'm using these Kyle Gray cards. I just love them. we're on the radio. You can't see how pretty they are, but
I bet they're beautiful.
I can show her when I see her.
Okay.
Awesome.
They are gorgeous. And these are the angel prayers cards. So I'm going to give you three of these, okay?
Yes.
And I'm going to give you the quick hits off of them. This is for Amy. Just give me just a little second to spin, all right? Let's see.
Of course.
The angels have for you. Oh, my goodness. Amy. Okay. Your first card represents the strength that you have at this point in your life. And the first card shows a woman with an angel right up behind her, lifted up into the sky. And it's like a mediumship card. It says, loved one in heaven. Thank you, loved ones in heaven, for drawing close at this time. So there's someone, one of your loved ones that's passed over that's near you.
Yes, ma'am.
Helping you, strengthening you. Your next card is spiritual support. Three angels surrounding a woman with their hands in the prayer pose, offering you spiritual support. So there must be something that's on your mind. This card represents the blessings that you carry in your heart. This is the heart card. So there's something that's on your heart. And then I see these three red balls that are like in a triangle shape. And red for me represents grounding. Your faith. The last card is Speak Your Truth. And this is Archangel Gabriel. This is about standing your ground. And this is the challenge part. This could be a challenge in your life, and this is giving you guidance.
Yes, ma'am. Make perfect sense. They all do.
In order for you to achieve your goal or to have the peace that you're looking for. And this particular, you know, it's an angel with this fiery red hair. And she has her hands on her hip, kind of like in that Wonder Woman pose.
Yeah, I do that all the time. That's funny.
Yeah, yeah. Don't just make the stance, but actually, you know, stand your ground and speak your truth.
Yes,
so those
I've been enforcing that here lately.
Every time I get that card in this position, that's what everyone says. Oh, I've been doing that lately. So
I'm
just doing
to
that.
Be more fluid. Yes, of course.
Mhm.
Mhm. Awesome.
So
beautiful.
So keep doing that, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you. Thank you so kindly.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Miss Amy. That's Archangel Gabriel for you.
All right. I will call upon him when I need some assistance.
That's exactly what you do, honey. Have a good one.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You
may. Same. I cut her off.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, dear. Awesome. All right. Well, no one else is raising their hand right now, so all you shy folks need to come out. Yeah, and if you're listening in, please dial 718-664-9124 and push 1. Get yourself on the air. Get a reading from Rosalind. I think that
Will
is,
you want a reading, Anna?
I do. I would love a reading.
Okay.
I have had lots of twisty, shifty things happening and just feel like, I know this sounds really odd, and I feel like everything that's happening now, and I think a lot of light workers feel this way, this was definitely the breaks that had to happen for the world to reset itself, to change its vibrations, change its ways, if you will. It's a product of, I call, the tribal mentality, that all of this stuff is happening.
Mm-hmm.
I actually just had this conversation with someone that said, we were talking about, you know, how people just aren't really necessarily extremely happy with their life. And this is the result. Like, the world said, okay, we're just going to reset. Boom. So here we are. So with that being said,
mm-hmm.
obviously, and Anita knows a little bit about my stuff, but this is, we have to say bless the mess to this. You know, we're gonna say bless
mm-hmm.
the mess, because in this
mm-hmm.
mess, we're going to have so many people, first of all, stepping into their power and
yes.
showing up, lighting up for everybody. And that's me included, because I've been kind of sitting behind the scenes, and even though I've been doing these podcasts for a while, it's, you know, it's great. And at the same time, it's time to get up there. It's time to get out and really help people and support people as they go through their shifting, which is going to happen. We have a choice to panic or not. Anyway, that I just feel like blessing the mess is so important. And so I guess my reading, I would like to just, I know I'm feeling that I'm on the right path. I still need like this little nudge, and I don't know how that shows up in a reading, but some good guidance would be fabulous on that.
Oh, I wish I had followed my intuition and brought my angels in your biz deck like I started to, because that's what you need. But I'm going to give you a reading from this deck, and then we will talk later, and I'll use my handy dandy angels in your biz deck, which would be perfect for you, my darling. So I'm going to use this one for now, and then I'll give you a reading later with that one. I have a deck that's called Angels in Your Biz, and it's
mm-hmm.
strictly for entrepreneurs, light workers, you know, who are doing things like this, because I consider you a businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
That would just be perfect for what you're talking about. But for right now, we're going to talk to the Angels Prayer deck. And I'm going to give you an Archangel card, too. So we're going to
okay.
talk about your strength, heart, and challenge for right now, because that, oh, yeah. Ooh.
I
yes.
like that sound.
Miss Anna, yes, 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 yes. Okay. We want to talk about your strength first. And this, in your three-card spread here that I'm looking at, these are just beautiful. Your first card, you are protected, okay? Yeah, and the things that you were talking about were just so resonating with me. One of the shows that I was at, someone was asking a question of what are you guys doing during this time? How are you dealing with this? You know, being locked down and, you know, you can't go anywhere, you're telecommuting, blah, 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 blah. And almost everyone was working on something that they said they had put on the back burner for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So people
mm-hmm.
are really stretching beyond the limitations of what they had, you know, had really put on themselves. So we're growing. So,
yes,
yeah, bless this mess. It's a perfect phrase. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
You are protected. Archangel Michael is talking to you about your strength. Thank you, Michael, for surrounding me with your protective light. So much blue. You are a communicator. You have this podcast. This definitely represents your strength. Your next card represents the blessings that you carry in your heart. And there's so much red and pink behind this card. This is Archangel Azrael, this broad-chested man with a chiseled face is represented for the picture of the angel on this card. And he has a big tattoo on his chest, change and transition. And the blessing on this card is Thank you, Azriel, for leading me safely through this chain. I want you to repeat that one from your heart. Thank you, Azriel, for leading me safely through this chain. And the last one represents the challenge, the part of your life, or possibly just the guidance that you need to focus on in order to achieve your goal, or just the peace that you're asking for. This card is just full of this green, beautiful emerald green energy. But this angel is female, Archangel Jophiel. Just so much green. Thank you, Jophiel, for helping me discover my inner and outer beauty. This card is just about beauty.
So is and that right one on, honor your beauty?
Yes, it is. Honor your beauty.
Okay.
Anita said she'll send us pictures.
Honor your beauty. And lastly, she has a bendy right on her third eye. I'm just actually being drawn right to that third eye.
You're saying Jophiel has something on her third eye?
Yes, and I'm referencing that to yours.
Mm-hmm. It's,
I'm not sure.
That's been opening up more. And I think Anita and I have these conversations all the time because we were doing a session last night. I was leading a session of a kind of a it's a fairly new program to change your subconscious blocks. And I tried it out on a group of five people, and it was getting some. I think I got some really decent feedback, and
powerful. Powerful.
Yeah. I was like,
how she lives.
Yeah, yes. And so I told Anita I felt third eye drunk. I was highly intoxicated as I was doing the session. As I started doing the session, it's like I definitely was, not in my body. I mean, I was in my body, but not in my body. I could feel so much energy just pouring out. Like during, it was such a great high. I'll be honest with you, it was a delicious high. To be in that. And for me, and this is how I put it, like whenever I do these shows, especially, when I have people on here, Anita, when you and I do the shows, I do have another podcast I do by myself. It's a short one that I just get out there. But, I'm working on getting my human self to trust my etheric self. Does that make sense? Because, I'll go throughout the day and it's like, who am I and why am I doing this? And, can I do this?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
So now it's about asking powerful questions, like talking to my subconscious mind, like show me how I can help uplift myself and others. Show me, so I'm really priming my subconscious mind. And this is something that we talk about in our little group. How do we prime our subconscious mind? Because that's really what's running the show. 95% of everything we do is being run by our subconscious. Only 5% is conscious during the day. So it's really, it's letting go of that human part of yourself that questions and doubts. And that's really what I've been working on. Well, we're all working on it. But I've been really pushing kind of the envelope, and I feel like when you said third eye, I feel like that's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Like there's something going on. Going on with that. So
because it was kind of an afterthought. I thought I was finished, and I got to say something about the bendy. Yeah. So
yeah.
I knew you'd know what it was. So follow that intuition. Listen.
Yeah.
Great.
Because Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I think there's so many, like, Rosalind, now you have, you talked about, you, now we didn't talk about your backstory, like, you discovered all of this after your grandmother's passing. So,
yeah.
Like, were you always intuitive and, or was that something you just didn't even realize or something that you didn't understand?
You know, thinking back on it now, I guess I was always intuitive. Mm. You know, I had Teddy Bear that I talked to, and Teddy Bear talked back. And I held on to that thing for, you know, till college. Mm. The only reason I didn't take it was because the eyes were, you know, taped on by bandages and, you know, tape. And I was too embarrassed to take it to college. But
yeah.
that's a whole other story. But you know, things started to happen when I was in my 30s, after I think my oldest child was in the maybe third grade, and mm-hmm. my grandmother had dementia and Alzheimer's mm-hmm. and, you know, all that stuff. She's in a nursing home. She didn't know who I was. And she was here in South Carolina, and I was in Florida. And I started, you know, I found Reiki, and I started meditating. And I communicated with her every day. I talked to her through meditation. And I thought I was just, you know, just meditating and having a make-believe conversation with my grandmother.
Mm.
And I was leaving to go to work one day, and I just knew she was going to pass away. But I didn't know that I was intuitive or anything. But after she passed away, I continued to hear her voice. I mean, at the funeral, she was talking to me. And I was not very emotional like I would normally be at a funeral. You know, it just kind of went on from there. And
right.
And no one, I had no one to teach me. I had no one to tell me what was happening to me. And, of course, I'm sure the Reiki was opening me up. The meditation was opening me up. And, you know, I was finding feathers and books were falling off the shelf. And, you know, a lot of things were happening. And so that's kind of what started it. And then
uh-huh.
A deck of the Ring Virtue cards fell off of a shelf in Books A Million. And my son picked it up and said, "Mommy, I think you're supposed to buy these."
Uh-huh.
And that's how the cards started. And my son's very intuitive as well. He can see auras uh-huh. and, you know, one day he was with me at a thing and it was in an auditorium and a whole bunch of people were listening to somebody. It was an MLM or something. And he was like, "Mommy, all these people have yellow around them." And I was like, "Yeah, they're thinking about how they're going to make all this money." And then I was like, "He really does see colors, you know." So that's kind of how it all started. And then I was I had married a second time. And I kind of went through some traumatic stuff with that. But the angels had already prepared me for it. But I had no idea that I was being prepared.
Mm.
And I would leave the house every day and lock my door. And I would hear, "You're going to come home and all this stuff is going to be gone." And I'm like, "What? But I'm happy. What?" And then I find out that he never turned in our lease, renewed our lease. And I found out that we'd gotten him an apartment, but it was a one-bedroom. So what was going to happen
wow.
to me and my kid? You know, but, you know, so I thought, well, I got to call and check on the lights, and he transferred the lights. And the lady that I got on the phone at the light company, her ex-husband had did the same thing to her. And I was like, "But I don't have money for a deposit." She's like, "Oh, don't worry about it. He's the one that's going to have to pay a deposit." You know, it was just the craziest, you know, everything
mm-hmm.
set up in my favor. And I thought I was going to have to quit my job and move back to South Carolina. But it turns out I still work full time. And I still have that same job. And that was about 17 years ago. I still have the same job. I'm getting paid Florida salary for South, you know, and I live in South Carolina.
Mm.
So things, it's just, everyone that I was meeting along the way were strangers. I was being told things by strangers. Strangers were helping me. It's just really hard. It's just really hard to explain how these things could happen and how things were set up ahead of time to help me. And in regards to my spiritual development, because I was kind of learning things on my own, I just wanted to be able to help other people to not have to do it the hard way like I did. So, you know, I created a spiritual development group. I wanted to teach people how to read oracle cards. I just wanted to be of service in some way for those people who, as they're learning, to not have to struggle the way I had to struggle. Because I didn't know you could communicate with people in a coma or people who had dementia. Because I had a cousin in the hospital that was in a coma, and she was communicating with me while everybody was standing around her bed saying, oh, she's going to be fine. And, you know, she's communicating with me from the ceiling, but she's in the bed. How does that happen? And I didn't know what was happening, you know, and I had no idea what was happening. Why was this happening to me? So, yeah.
I'm curious if, and maybe both of you can chime in on this, with this whole thing that's happening in the world, and as we move into the fifth dimension, is this, it's like, because I'm listening to your story, and I'm like, I know so many light workers who've gone through things, I mean, myself included, gone through things that just were sort of like shock and awe, you know, like your ex-husband, like just leaving you completely with nothing and going, what just happened? You know, it's almost like that sort of thing. And I'm wondering if we're all showing up to help people and to support people. And as we move into the fifth dimension, like my hope is that people won't have to, I mean, I know some people are going to, because everybody's on a different, you know, a different vibration, but if you won't have to go through and learn these, I don't know if we want to call them lessons, but have to go through these not really nice things. They're not nice things that, you know, one of the things that, you know, I've been a law of attraction junkie now for probably a dozen years now. And then when my ex walked out with the kids, it was like, what just happened to me? You know, what just happened? Like, and all I can think of now is universe just cleared the foundation so that I could do my work. And how, you know, so it's that. So maybe,
can I say something to that?
Love for you too. Yeah.
It was very confusing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And what this may not make sense to people who are not on the path, but one thing, the best way to explain it is this. Personally, this is my personal, very personal opinion, and from what I've personally seen from being teaching Reiki classes and all of this stuff. Everything is about choice. And looking back on my experience, I didn't choose wisely when I chose this person to be my partner. I really didn't. I came from a place of, you know, I'd just gotten out of a relationship with my first husband. And we weren't even equally, quote-unquote, yoked. I don't like using that term because it's such a religious term, but even he and I weren't really compatible. But then when I met my second husband, I was like, oh, I'm just going to be such a good wife, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But in reality, thinking back on it, we weren't a good match either. But since I was in it, I felt like, oh, I'm going to make this work. But one person can't make a relationship work. And secondly,
correct.
when we are raising our vibration, like, say, taking Reiki and you're meditating and you're doing this and you're doing that, and you're literally changing the energy of your, you know, you're changing your energy field. And look at it as the, like, two magnets, right? You know, you put in two magnets together, how one repels the other, right?
Yes.
The different ends of a magnet. As you're raising your energy, either that partner is going to raise their energy with you, and you both raise your energy together, or they're going to stay the same, and they're going to start to be repelled by your energy. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
And they start to move away from you.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, one day it just freaking hit me, because the people that were in these groups with me that that my mentor and I would be around, that would be, you know, that she was teaching while I was a trainee under her, the same thing started to happen to them. But the ones whose husbands participated and they were, you know, learning Reiki with them and they would meditate with them, they seemed to kind of stay, they weren't on the same, nobody's ever always on the same level, but they seemed to kind of get along better than the ones whose husbands didn't participate or wives didn't, whatever, vice versa. And I kind of noticed a pattern. And it's not always that way, but that's what I noticed on a personal note. I hope that makes sense, what I'm saying.
No, absolutely makes sense.
But if you're not on the same note, you're not going to, it's almost like you just start vibrating differently, and even with your friends. My friends started to not want to even be around me. And I started to kind of not want to be around them, because I was like, what are you talking? I don't want to, I'm not going to be around your negativity, because I'm no longer about having those types of conversations. I just couldn't tolerate it anymore.
Right.
So you change, and then you're changing, then they'll notice you're changing, and vice versa. And that's the only way that I can kind of explain it. But that's, you know, hey, that's only my opinion. But that's kind of what happens. And it feels painful, but it feels painful, but I don't regret any of the changes that were made. As a matter of fact, he did me a favor. He did me the biggest favor he could have ever done, because who wants anyone to be with you that doesn't want to be there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And even with a job, it's the same, you know, it's the same thing, because if sometimes you get fired and you be like, oh, my God, I wish I'd gotten fired 2 years ago. It hurts for a while, but, you know, it's like you feel so free.
And when people, when people realize that when you let that go, it opens you up for something more, whether it's in a relationship, something better, in a job and relationship and everything else. And then now, I guess these are about creating mindful relationships and relationships where you can grow and expand together. So I guess something is, and I do understand that. I have a lot of friends who did conscious uncoupling, which I love that. I love that, that, you know, instead of saying we're getting divorced, it's like, we're going to do a conscious uncoupling. They're, you know, everything worked out great. They're friends. They did everything amicably. It was, you know, that idea was like amazing. And it's like, and then there's some people that just go through a roller coaster ride of a time. And I understand that those are, again, experiences so that you can, what are we saying? Flip the script. You've got to turn it around. Like you said, no, he did me a favor. You know, you're looking at that now. That was a blessing. A blessing. And maybe
at,
in the moment,
but at the time it was very painful.
So,
and my first husband and I are very good friends.
And so isn't that weird, like, how relationships are? And some people, you know, then we come down to that whole communication piece too, like communicating and to be on a vibrational level with your partner or even friends, family, whoever, it's like understanding that you're going to ebb and flow. Like you said, nobody's, you're not going to stay the same the whole time. That's like a codependent dream, right? Like everybody vibrating on the same level at the same time, but it doesn't happen that way. So, and I love that. And my hope is that as we transform into the 5D though, that we can have these understandings with ourselves, but also people around us, people that we care for.
Yeah.
And just acknowledge we're all different. We're all unique. So we're all going to have these different experiences.
And we can hope for such a thing that you were suggesting.
Yeah.
That is a beautiful thought of what you were suggesting, though. Yes.
Right. Right.
Absolutely.
So, So I'll make the announcement again for those that are just kind of hanging out here. If you've called in and you would like a reading with Rosalind, please push 1 and we'll get you on the air. If you're listening in and you're not on the phone but you want a reading, I do want to acknowledge we have Raven Spirit, our friend Marguerite, in chat. And then we did have the Amish comedian, and I'm not sure if she's still there, but thank you for joining us. I appreciate that. All right, we did have a hand go up. Hold on 1 second. Area code 830, you're on the air with Rosalind.
Hey, Rosalind, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Justin English.
Hi, Justin.
How are you?
I'm great. Do you have a question?
I was just needing some spiritual, help, because I feel like maybe there's definitely something blocking, me from communicating with my spirit guide, maybe you could help, or maybe you're feeling.
Okay. And you've been trying to communicate with your spirit guide?
Honestly, I have not. I mean, I've made a kind of halfway attempt, but I guess something just keeps deterring.
Okay. Why don't you just relax for a moment? Just take a deep breath in through your nose. Just let it out with a noise out through your mouth. Release. Let's see what we get here. Jackson. Okay.
I try to connect on to your energy, to connect.
You said you were trying to connect with the energy, but then I asked if you were trying to connect with your guides, and you said not really.
So your energy right now. And
okay.
I'm trying to concentrate, but I'm like, I'm getting a really strong little girl on your end now. Like, with you. Trying to, like, Morgan getting, but,
So what are you saying? You're a medium?
Are
you?
I am. I had a radio show, actually, also. And I've past couple of years, I've gone through a few, you know, ups and downs. I beat cancer, so I'm trying to get back to the thing of things. But I feel like, I just, like, never say I can't, but it feels like, you know, impossible.
Okay. Okay. Well, the I'm getting that you just need to relax and focus your mind, okay? Not focus like hard focus, like relax and focus your mind, like in meditation, a relaxing meditative state, okay? I'm getting – do you know what Metatron's cube is?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm seeing.
That's
I'm seeing from your third eye, like if you're holding your hands out in front of you, like you're holding, like if you're holding a ball.
Okay.
An imaginary ball, and just imagine from your third eye into the center of the ball, with your hand like holding the ball. Focus your energy, relaxing, meditating. Thank you, angels, for helping me to focus.
It's actually a big ball with both hands, but I am meditating on it.
Okay. So that, you know, that's actually a part of what your strengths are. And then ask to be surrounded by trustworthy people. That's where, that's a part of where what's in your heart. You want to be surrounded by people that you can trust. Okay?
Okay.
And then the last card that I got for you is to clear your vibration. Do you know how to clear your energy field?
I can't do that. I had to do that for the show, and actually, I don't think that I truly understood it. I don't think I think I kept it all in. Yeah.
Okay. All you have to do is intend it. Okay. And this is actually Archangel Metatron that this is coming from for you. This is a part of what your challenge. This is your challenge card, okay?
Okay.
So if you need help with this, just close your eyes, Archangel Metatron. Please help me to clear my energy field. Close your eyes, and we can do that right now. You want to do that right now?
Sure.
Just close your eyes.
Okay.
Great, that's all that is. Angel Metatron. I invoke you right now to clear Justin's energy field. Anything that's not for its highest and greatest good. I invoke anything for its highest and greatest good right now. I'm actually seeing a pink light going down, shining down over the top of your head, going down your shoulders, your arms. Mid body all the way down to your feet, in this column of light spreading out. Thank you, Metatron. And everything is just here. It is done. Okay, thank you. Thank you for calling in, Justin.
Thank you. I don't know. There's a little girl, and she's, like, lost. And she's in a store. She's lost. And she's, like, it's really strange. I don't know. It's, like, probably, like, a mall, but there's, like, a lot of registers, and she's lost. She's, like, frantic. I don't know if she's connected to you or.
Oh, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
Thanks. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All
thanks,
right.
Justin.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Okay. We good, ladies?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, sometimes the energy that comes through, it's like, okay. And I get that, though, with people not having that trust and faith. And thank you, Rosalind, for allowing Metatron to do that work. That was, good stuff. It's that, for him, it's trusting in himself. Trusting in his own
mm-hmm.
Power and his own belief,
yeah.
And then many of us we get stuck. That's we get stuck that way. So,
yeah,
powerful.
I remember those days myself. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's true.
Amazing.
Very true. Yeah,
truly amazing. Well,
it's easy to fall back on the questions. To start questioning.
Yes.
And that's the one thing I try to teach is as long as we try to keep the open minds of the children, you know what I mean? The inquisitiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to remind myself sometimes because
mm-hmm.
like with the homework that I have with the new class that I'm taking, I take
mm-hmm.
myself too seriously. Like, come on. Remember what you teach in your own class? Get out of here.
mm-hmm. Remember who we are.
Too seriously. Yeah. Don't take yourself too seriously. So,
yeah.
Well,
let me, how about you give out your contact information if anyone would love to get in touch with you and look at your offering. That would be fantastic.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us, too, Rosalind.
Mm-hmm.
That was a pleasure.
Oh,
thank
my gosh.
You for your time.
I absolutely enjoyed this. I forgot.
We'll have to do it again.
Radio.
Yeah. We'll have to do it again.
I would love to. Yes. My website is sacredheartsc.wixsite.com. That's my website. My Facebook page is Sacred Hearts SC, and I do live readings, and I have offerings on there, and I also list my services on the Facebook page. I have a Facebook group, is Sacred Pathways, Intuition, and Manifestation Portal. I offer an Oracle card reading course. It's a 4-week long online course. It's called the Oracle Salon. The Oracle Salon online intuitive Oracle card reading course. And And what else?
And you do your some readings on your Facebook page.
Oh, yeah,
so,
I do readings on my Facebook page.
Just as a gift.
And Yes. And again, my services are listed, and for anyone who, you know, I do a lot of discounted readings occasionally. So if you come to my Facebook page, and I offer, there's a email, you can sign up for my email list. So whenever I have specials and stuff like that, if you're on my email list, you can sign up what my specials are. And right now it's the email reading. I think I'm putting them at $20 for the email reading. And they're pretty
good.
They're pretty detailed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, fantastic.
So,
well, once again, thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, we so appreciate you and the readings and helping to raise the vibration and uplift everybody that's here with us right now, but also those folks that will be listening in at some point and listening to the recording. So, yep. What was that, Rosalind?
Well, I said I enjoyed you guys.
Oh, we enjoyed you too. And Anita, anything?
No, I just, thank you for all the callers that raised their hand, and I think the readings were just beautiful, and like Rosalind and Anna had said, we are here to support you, so we definitely want you calling in. We definitely would love to do readings. Anna does numerology, and it's beautiful, and also she's a coach. So she's very good at giving beautiful answers for any situation. So we just love you callers, and we love the fact that Rosalind was generous enough to give us her time.
Very much so. Major appreciation. All right, everyone. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to Universal Energy Radio's The Abundant Power Hour. We are on every Monday at 6:30 Eastern. If you're on social media, please join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Universal Energy Radio and on Instagram. We are under Universal Energy Media. So have a great morning, afternoon, or evening where you are. You are infinitely loved. Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies. We will talk to you all soon.
I love you guys.
That's it. I love you too. Yeah, you too.
I love you too.